Good morning, church. Good to see you, Dan. Good to see you all. Paula Howell, welcome to Sunday service. It's been more than 2 months that you had to wait for your surgeries and recovering from your surgery. So good to see you. You are doing well? Good. Good to see you all. Wow, Lane's family is there. This morning, a 4-week study of Justice or Just Us, which is the biblical call to confront racism, began. I was grateful to see many church members, about 16, 17 of them, joined the study. And it's going to be a very fun and interesting and very biblical study. I hope you will get used to coming to church at 9:30 so that we can resume the fall Sunday school class in September. Also, today is the first Sunday that the Dayspring Ministry started worshiping in our church. I haven't seen them yet. Please pray for them to settle in well and be blessed while they use our church building. It is good news that the ladies who lunch gathering went well last week. 8 of us gathered to share a meal and had a great fellowship. Right? Yes. Good. I am also grateful that more men joined the men who munch. You know, the name has been changed. Oh, Peggy did it? Okay. The finance committee meeting is scheduled on August 17, Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Fellowship Hall, and then the post-COVID re-entry group meeting will be followed at 7 p.m. As we cautiously watch the positivity rate in our community, the PRG team will discuss health protocols such as wearing masks, resuming the blue tape on the pews to encourage social distancing, and so on. Meanwhile, let us do good and no harm to our neighbors as much as we can by keeping health protocols. As you know, vaccination is the most important public health action to end the pandemic. I encourage those who are still thinking that they will get vaccines someday, please get your vaccines as soon as possible. Now it's time for striking of the hour as we welcome. Oh, Cooper has an announcement? Good.
I came up here to talk about what the youth group did 2-3 days ago. We went to Emerald Point Water Park. We had a great time. It was a great opportunity for us to do something before school started, a little last hurrah before we get into that type of stuff. I just wanted to come up here and say thank you to everyone that supported us. The Roseviers were a huge help taking us there, you know, doing all they could. All the parents, they helped with everything, and also the church. And I just wanted to come up here and say thank you.
Thank you, Cooper. I would hug him, but he just... Thank you, Bill and Susan, to chaperone our youth group to Water Park. Thank you. And one more thing is prayer request from Lane's family, that their close friend, the Webb family, lost their beloved father last night. So please keep Webb family in your prayers and thoughts. Now, can we bring the light of Christ